Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of December 7th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We are looking for our December patrons, so if you want to become a new patron or update your pledge, you can do so at patreon.com/thegamersin and get a shoutout all month long. A reminder that Extra Life is here. I mean, I shouldn't be saying Extra Life is here. Extra Life is going on. There is 1 month left of our campaign. We will have a for sure stream on Friday, December 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's going to be our TGI holiday Extra Life party, sort of a end of campaign sort of event. We'll be playing a bunch of holiday themed stuff, twitch.tv/RyanMurphyCA and twitch.tv/JossPlays. Personally, I hit a few milestones that I have to do streams for yet, including some retro 80s and 90s games. Most likely going to be Nintendo stuff off of the Switch with the NES collection, SNES collection, and the Super Mario 3D collection. That's not the way that they call it. Super Mario 3D All-Stars. There it is. I also will likely tag some Hades onto one of those streams due to a recent donation. So I am looking forward to doing all that. It's just a matter of finding some time. And they'll be laid-back streams. I'm actually thinking I got a computer. The computer with the capture card is actually set up in the living room, so I was thinking of just hooking up my new headset, which I used while playing Raft with Josh on his stream just on Saturday. So I might just do that, hook that up to the computer, and it won't be as like fancy as using the podcast mic I'm using now, but I mean, doable, have some fun, just hang out and play some old Nintendo games. So looking forward to that. Just got to find some time to do that. For the Gamers In, what have I been doing? I talked about Bugsnax last week. Oh, I should mention, sorry for the lack of a TGI Patreon mini last week. Had some scheduling stuff thrown around. It's been so busy and I didn't get a chance to record, but I did want to get one out for this week because we actually have some scheduling changes to talk about. But I have been playing Bugsnax with the kids. I finished it. If you're thinking of playing Bugsnax with your kids, you're going to hit a point of no return in that game. And it's almost kind of spoilery to say, I mean, when a lot of times when the end of game notification pops up, it's a little spoilery. Like, hey, this is the point of no return. And in Bugsnax, they make it very clear, like, this is the point of no return. You won't be able to do your quests. You won't be able to catch more Bugsnax. And I mean, you can read that as the end of the game. You can read that as a bunch of things, but the kids were not happy with the end of Bugsnax. And I think if without my quick sort of, you know, brushing of the details, like, oh, don't worry about it, it's not a big deal, we can just start over type stuff, they probably would have had a hard time accepting that the game was done. But yeah, that game goes places at the end in some weirdly weird ways. But I don't know. I don't want to spoil it. And I really hope Jocelyn gets to the end of that game because it is worth discussing at some point. They definitely go in a direction that is supported totally by what's going on. And I guess I'll just say, like, the Bugsnax don't, you quickly, you know, figure out, like, ah, there's something weird going on here. And clearly all these Grumpuses that are happy to eat these Bugsnax and have their limbs change into Bugsnax are not nearly as concerned as they should be. And that's all I'll say. I mentioned this again last week on Gamers In, but I have started Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity. I'm still enjoying it. It's very much Hyrule Warriors gameplay, like a lot of big battles. The story stuff is better than the original Hyrule Warriors in the sense that it's tied very deeply to Breath of the Wild, and you're getting that story that is connected to that Zelda game, that whether you liked it or didn't like it, the story, and I thought the story in Breath of the Wild was really, for what was there, was really interesting in the way they kind of, like, rolled in timeline stuff, you know? So, I'm still playing that. I still find, I talked about the time travel stuff. I still feel like I would have rather seen them do a prequel without the time travel stuff. So far, it's just kind of, like, annoyingly there. Like, the time travel doesn't, I don't know if it's affecting anything, like, the beats that are being made in the story kind of are happening anyways. But then again, maybe I'm not remembering Breath of the Wild very well. So I don't know. I got to keep playing, see where the story goes. Because, I mean, like, theoretically, if it is billed as the prequel to Breath of the Wild, it ends with the Calamity starting, right? And being quickly, what's the word? Housed, no. Captured, stopped temporarily by Zelda for 100 years until Link can recover and come back and finish it up. So I got to play more, but I am enjoying it. And as Jocelyn said, yeah, it's a full price game, but that game is beefy. Like, there, I need to upload a clip of it, but I finished one of the story maps, and then, like, icons upon icons just started popping up on the screen of, like, here, you can do this next, and you can do that next. So there's a lot there, and I haven't felt like I've needed to grind missions or side quests that I've done previously yet. I mean, I could if I wanted to, like, get everything done in order. I've just kind of been playing, and when I get my levels high enough to do a story mission, I do them, and I have a great time. And the counters to certain moves using the Sheikah Slate to use bombs, Magnesis, Ice, and Stasis have been really satisfying when you nail that combo. So having a lot of fun with that. I'm probably going to talk about it again once Jocelyn's, you know, had a chance to sink her teeth into it. We played Trivia Murder Party 2 on the very Fire Emblem Extra Life stream, and I mean, it's been a while since I played Jackbox games. Had a great time with that. Currently trying to set up a family Zoom trivia night. I'll definitely report on how that goes. Right now it's kind of like, can we just get one attempt in to see if we can set this up? Because that's really where I'm at now. I need to know if it's possible, let alone fun. So we'll see how it goes. But anyways, as for this week, we are shifting our schedule. So normally we record on Tuesdays. I try to get it out on the feed Wednesdays. We're actually going to record Friday, because Thursday is the Game Awards. So normally, the Game Awards run for about 3 hours, and they have a bunch of announcements outside of also the awards they give out. So I thought it would be best to just, let's push the show a little bit. We've actually got our whole December sort of planned out. So, like, I mean, if I can remember it off the top of my head, Jocelyn and I talked about it after we recorded. So Game Awards, we're going to record that Friday, December 11th. If you're watching live, the Game Awards are starting on, I think, 8 p.m. or 7 p.m. Eastern, December 10th, also known as Cyberpunk 2077, coming out that day. So, and then we'll record on the 15th, which will be probably a day where we discuss Cyberpunk 2077, speaking of which, hopefully both Joss and I have had some time with it, so first impressions, then probably revisit again in the new year once we've had, like, a good chunk of time with it. And then on the 22nd, we'll be doing our Game of the Year episode, where we discuss all our favorite games that we played in 2020. So that's pretty much our December slate. Looking at the news, Nintendo released a huge update for the Switch that adds, like, lets you transfer screenshots and stuff, like little quality of life stuff, and also, like, some additional Nintendo Switch Online stuff. Some people like it, some people think it's terrible, but doesn't bother me. There's news out of BioWare that two high profile creators, including Casey Hudson and I think it's Mike Dara, have resigned from BioWare. We don't know, like, if there's anything more to be said about it, but at this point, current projects Dragon Age 4 and Mass Effect Legendary Collection or whatever is going forward. It seems to be, in obviously the PR release, it's all good, basically, is the writing. Mike Gamble will continue work on, you know, the next generation of Mass Effect, and there's another person, I think, taking over Dragon Age 4, so no problems there, but they will be on they'll be searching for a new GM since Casey Hudson's left again. We'll probably talk about this. Sea of Thieves is getting a battle pass in 2021. I mean, if there's one news piece that is going to break out above all the Game Awards stuff, it's probably going to be this, since Justin's such a big fan of Sea of Thieves. I think a battle pass coming to that game is inevitable. I mean, it'd be interesting to see if it's getting a battle pass, if they're going to be like, hey, the game is now $30, you know? That is on Game Pass as well, so it's a tough, with a full price game and also a subscription game, are you buying a battle pass on top of that? This is weird. So Fortnite got a God of War skin and a Mandalorian skin. And there's also some leaks out there about getting a Master Chief skin. So kind of weird. And also the God of War skin is available on all platforms. You can play it on all platforms if you want. And then finally, this is a big story. Oscar Isaac to star as Solid Snake in Sony's Metal Gear Solid movie. So I personally like Oscar Isaac. I want to see video game movies do well. So I hope this is a good sign that it's going to be a great film. Still, we're not quite there where it's like, oh man, a great video game movie. I know the Sonic movie was decent, good from a standpoint of like, wow, they made a good Sonic movie. It should have probably been really bad, but they made a good one. So we'll see. There's actually quite a bit of video game movies coming out in 2021, including Mortal Kombat and Tomb Raider and Uncharted. So there's a lot to go over there. Over on Summoner's Call, we did our State of Fae with the Two Lords Without Swords. Hope you guys enjoyed that hour and a half special discussion. We are, again, slightly another scheduling thing this week. We're delaying our recording this week to accommodate some schedules. Eddie's out of town. But it does allow us to cover the Book 5 reveal, which, and likely launch in a timely manner. So if all goes according to the schedule, Book 5 should be revealed at some point before Monday night. Maybe even Sunday night, who knows, and will likely launch on the Tuesday, which is when the new heroes are here, so we're on the Monday evening. There is downtime on the Monday evening, starting at like 4, so looking forward to some new content in that game, really, like something big, so hopefully this provides that. Video games for December, I don't know if anyone's playing Immortals Phoenix Rising, but it is out, you can check that out on everything, pretty much. Dragon Quest XI S, Echoes of an Elusive Age, Definitive Edition, that is out now on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Also Game Pass, so check that out. Something I'll be discussing probably a lot on Summoner's Call and a little bit on TGI is the Fire Emblem Shadow Dragon and the Blade of Light coming to the Switch. So it is available as like a $5 download, and it's a localized for the first time. The first Fire Emblem on the NES. I personally picked up the Collector's Edition. It should be arriving this week, so I hope to enjoy that. Maybe a better investment than the Game & Watch, which I did promptly return, by the way. I couldn't keep it. It's too expensive. It did barely nothing. And finally, Cyberpunk 2077, coming out to all, you know, the consoles you'd expect, including Stadia, on December 10th. I really hope to get my hands on this as soon as possible. I know Jocelyn is going to be waiting for her Xbox version to arrive. It's showing like it might arrive a little late, but hopefully that's just an Amazon, you know, mistake. But yeah, the Video Game Awards on December 10th as well, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, which we will be talking about on our Friday show. So hopefully you guys all enjoyed that update. Sorry for missing last week, but here we are this week doing a TGI Patreon mini, and it's over. Be sure to join in the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and have yourself a great week.